Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Peter's inspired formula for loving life and seeing good days reads as follows. For he who will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. 1 Peter 3:10 and 11. What is the real motivation behind our following God's plan? For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 1 Peter 3:12. The words I have read to you are borrowed from Psalm 34:12 through 16. There are slight differences between the two passages, but they teach the same powerful truths about life. Peter's statement about the Lord's eyes being over the righteous and his ears open to their prayers must be examined from two viewpoints. We should understand our Lord's constant concern for our welfare. Our Lord reminded his disciples about God's continuing love for mankind. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Matthew 10:29-31. Our Lord expressed the same truth in his Sermon on the Mount. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Matthew 6:26. These passages and hundreds of others assure us that God watches over us, knows our every need, and cares about what happens to us. He may disappoint us by not giving us what we want, but he always gives us what we need. He has provided for our physical needs and for our spiritual needs as well. Peter urged his fellow Christians to cast all their cares on the Lord, because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. When the Apostle Paul prayed three times for the removal of his thorn in the flesh, the Lord responded, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But there is another application of the Lord's eyes being over us. When I was a boy, we used to sing, There's an all-seeing eye watching you. That concept may have produced fear in the hearts of children and young people, but it is the truth of God's Word. God watches over us and cares for us, but he also knows the evil in our hearts and in our lives. Is that not what the Hebrew writer meant when he wrote, Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight? But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4:13. We may think because we can fool our wives and our friends and neighbors, by hiding our conduct, we can also fool God. Do you remember these words from Psalm 139? Where shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of morning, and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto me. Yea, the darkness hides not from thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Psalm 139:7-12. The Lord's eyes, according to Peter, are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. He wants us to pray to him. In fact, he commands us to do so, not because he does not know what is on our hearts, but that we may express our needs, our love, and our adoration in prayer. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.